The Medallion, Part 3. The charred remains of the psychic's caravan were decorated with occult symbols, crescent moons, stars, and eyes emanating mystical energies. Half an advertisement board covered in scorch marks, which once showcased the supernatural abilities of the psychic in bold yellow lettering, rested on a bed of weeds. Burned wood, melted glass, and deformed metal was piled up in a heap next to it. Charred remnants of tarot cards and tattered, stiff pieces of curtains peppered the carpet of wildflowers blanketing the ruined edifice. "People have stripped this place bare," I thought. Regardless, I decided to showboard about the fact that we had gotten so close to it. "Not many have ventured this close to the caravan. They'd never dare," I mused loudly.
"Because of a curse?" Richa questioned.
"It's said to originate here," I added.
"You're not scared, though. You are a tough-as-nails guy. I bet you want a reward for your bravery," she teased, caressing herself.
I grinned. She was onto me.
Was I that transparent? I wondered.
"No time to waste now. I have to seize the initiative."
As I surveyed the area, looking for a picturesque spot to relish Rich's body, she winced. "Ouch! It still stinks."
She was rubbing the scratch on her leg.
Suddenly, in the shadow of the ruined caravan, I noticed something gleaming. Moving closer, I discovered a gold medallion hidden in the grass, seemingly untouched by fire or time. It shimmered brilliantly under the sun's rays. The medallion bore intricate patterns of intertwined serpents, their forms meticulously carved onto the shiny metal. The same pattern repeated on the reverse side. A sudden feeling of being watched overcame me. Raising my gaze to the right, I briefly spotted a towering silhouette, easily 9 feet tall, beneath a distant tree. I gasped, but in a mere blink, the figure vanished. A bird call, eerily reminiscent of a human being in pain, rang out in the distance. "What in the world?" I whispered. Richard's scream startled me. Rushing to her side, I found her clutching her injured ankle.
"It's unbearable," she said, tears streaming down her face.
"It's just a scratch. How can it hurt so much?" I asked, bewildered. Around us, the disconcerting bird calls echoed from all directions, growing more intense with each second.
"What the hell is happening?" I exclaimed.
"I want to go home," Richard cried out. "Oh God, it hurts so much."
Frustrated that my plans had gone awry, I muttered, "Damn." But as I pocketed the medallion, I thought, at least I have something to boast about, or maybe even sell to the pawnbrokers. If it was made of gold, which I thought it was, I could make enough money to run away from home. Richard's agonized cry jolted me back to reality. "Let's go. Lean on me," I offered, allowing Richard to drape her arm over my shoulder.